News.
It's 4 degrees and no longer sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Yanetta. Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith wants to extend public consultations on the Gilead Power Project proposed for Prince Edward County. Smith has sent a request to the Ministry of Environment and Environment Minister Jim Bradley asked them to allow public input until April 1st. Smith says he hopes to delay the project until he sees more evidence on whether wind turbines have an impact on human health. Mike Lord is the Vice President of Project Development for Gilead Power.
We've already received quite a few comments from folks who have shared their concerns around natural features at the site or any other items that they're concerned about and of which we've responded to.
This comment period is for the public to review the proposed plan and provide comments to the ministry. It's supposed to close on January 29th. Reminding drivers to put the brakes on when sirens are blaring and lights are flashing is what the breakers device is all about. Miller Reynolds has the story.
Firefighters responding to an emergency call. Please pull over to the right so we can safely pass.
This is just one of several sounds the breakers device uses to warn drivers of oncoming emergency vehicles. Breakers stands for Broadcast Radios Ahead, keeps emergency responders safe.
To install the device into a car at the manufacturing level, the cost is less than $3, and a life is definitely worth $3.
Inventor of the device, Timothy Newman, says the warnings will be heard from inside the vehicles.
I designed a system that's going to inform motorists in advance that emergency vehicles are approaching. It's going to happen from inside the car, regardless of the function of the radio. So it doesn't matter if it's AM, FM, CD, satellite, MP3, or even if the radio's off. My system takes priority and informs you of the oncoming emergency vehicles and then goes back to its original function.
Caution. There is a police vehicle parked on the right shoulder. Please slow down and use the left lane to pass if it is safe to do so.
Belleville Police Association President Peter Goulaw says road safety for emergency vehicles always has room for improvement.
Anything that enhances road safety and those for EMS personnel, police, fire, and ambulance, I think it's worthwhile.
Newman invented the device after almost being involved in a collision where a pickup truck disregarded the sirens of an oncoming ambulance. He's hoping to see his device on the market soon. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
The fitness center at Loyalist is being worked on. Harrison Perkins explains.
Construction continued today at Loyalist to remodel the fitness center on the first floor. Jim Buck is the athletic director for the college, and he says that the new fitness center, when it's all said and done, will be something great.
We've got a lot of new equipment going to be in the facility, all new TVs, and some additional square footage that we badly need. It's going to be very exciting, and it's good to see these guys are working really hard today and off to a good start.
Construction will continue for the rest of this week and into the break as well. When we come back to classes, it is expected that the new fitness center will be up and running. Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
Aboriginal Affairs Minister John Duncan is trying to set up a meeting with Attawapiskat Chief Teresa Spence in an attempt to resolve an impasse. That's after she accused the minister of being misinformed about her willingness to cooperate with a third-party manager. Duncan told Parliament the manager is working for the community.
The third-party manager is already getting results for the community. He purchased 22 modular homes using federal funds. He is ensuring that programs and social services will be delivered. We act in good faith and full transparency, and we urge the chief and council to join us.
New Democrat MP Charlie Angus says Duncan is spreading false information since the band itself had already made arrangements for new housing and emergency aid. The federal government has announced that prospective Canadians are no longer allowed to wear veils while swearing the oath of citizenship. Peter Ray has the story.
Immigration Minister Jason Kenney told a Montreal news conference that new Canadians will have to remove any face coverings, such as the Islamic niqab or burqa, while they utter the oath of citizenship. The new rule takes effect immediately.
This is a public act of witness in front of your fellow citizens, in front of the law, and you should be willing to show who you are.
The immigration minister says many judges from large urban centers told him that citizenship candidates wearing face coverings present themselves at ceremonies essentially every week. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Environment Canada says some people dreaming of a white Christmas may be in for a rude awakening come December 25th. Roger Ward has the story.
Bing would not be happy. The forecasters say the likelihood of finding at least 2 centimeters on the ground on December 25th has dropped significantly over the past few decades across the country. Northern locales like Kenora, Ontario, still enjoy a 100% chance of a white Christmas, but other traditionally snowbound cities will be out of luck. And you can blame global warming. It's driven Canada's average winter temperature up by 3 degrees over the past 60 years. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press.
That's 91X News to 505. Sean Macy has sports next.
Holiday party season's on the way, and Mark's No Frills is here to help, thanks to the President's Choice Insider. Find great deals and yummy ideas to make your festive occasions very merry. From turkey and all the trimmings, to ham, cheese, chips, and dips, candy canes, hot chocolate, and so much more. Your holiday will be fun, festive, and oh so tasty with the President's Choice Insider and Mark's No Frills.
Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard, Belleville. We love the holidays.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. P.K. Subban grew up watching Thomas Cabrelet play the point on the Toronto Maple Leafs power play and is happy to skate alongside him now with the Montreal Canadiens. Subban says acquiring Cabrelet from the Carolina Hurricanes provided a big boost to the Montreal power play.
And growing up in Toronto, I hate to say it, but I watched him do it, you know, really well for the Leafs for a pretty long time. So, and I saw Brian McCabe kind of flourish from that. So, you know that he's a great player, and I look forward to playing with him.
Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby is out indefinitely with concussion-like symptoms. Crosby says he noticed a recurrence of the problems that sidelined him for more than 10 months earlier this year following a 3-1 loss to Boston last week.
Yeah, I've got to make sure with these sort of things that you know, I'm careful and you know, aware of, you know, making sure that I'm 100% before I come back.
It's another slow day in the NHL with only one game on tap for tonight. It's a battle of struggling teams as the Tampa Bay Lightning hosts the New Jersey Devils. The 13th place Lightning have only one win in their last 7 games, while the 12th place New Jersey hasn't won in regulation since November 25th. The NHL's leading scorer will be out of action tomorrow night. Claude Giroux won't be making the trip to Washington for Tuesday's game as he recovers from a head injury. The Flyers forward was hit in the back of the head by teammate Wayne Simmonds on Saturday against Tampa Bay. Rookie center Sean Couturier was on the top line between Jaromir Jagr and Scott Hartnell during today's practice. The Milwaukee Brewers had a busy day today, signing 2 infielders. Milwaukee started off by signing former Blue Jay shortstop Alex Gonzalez. The 1-year contract has an option for 2013. Gonzalez is expected to replace Unieski Betancourt, who is now a free agent. The Brew Crew followed up by signing third baseman Aramis Ramirez. Milwaukee needs all the help they can get after losing Prince Fielder to free agency, and they could be without MVP Ryan Braun after he tested positive for a banned substance. Ramirez batted .306 last year with the Cubs. The 2-10 St. Louis Rams have more bad luck going into their Monday night game against division rival Seattle tonight. With starting quarterback Sam Bradford already sidelined with an ankle injury, backup A.J. Feely has ruled himself out of the game with a broken thumb. The injuries could lead to Tom Brandstater getting his first NFL start. Ricky Ray is Toronto bound. After years of issues at quarterback, the Boatmen look to have found the solution. Stephen Giles, Grant Shaw, and a first-round pick are headed to Edmonton in the deal. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
I can't really say it's sunny with a chance of meatballs anymore, but tonight is a good night to break out those binoculars for a good view of the stars. Remember your coat because the low is -4. Tomorrow has a 40% chance of rain with a high of 6 and a low of 0. It's 4 degrees, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Sean Macy. 91X News.